The mountain scenery around Faizabad is as breathtaking as it is rugged and bleak. The town was built in the middle of a gorge cut between two mountains by the Kopcha River. 1 year ago, this river flooded and swept away one of the town's bridges. Today, residents use a rickety wooden pedestrian bridge to get from one riverbank to the other. While crossing, you can look through the bridge's wobbling planks to see the roaring rapids 20 feet below. There isn't a single paved road in this town of 40,000 people, even though Faizabad is the capital of the Northern Alliance. All the roads here are potholed dirt tracks that challenge even four-wheel drive vehicles. Only a handful of people here own cars. Locals say most of the drivers are the military commanders who supply the Northern Alliance government with troops for fighting the civil war. That leaves the rest of the population to find its own way around town. 13-year-old Mujam Rahman struggles to climb up one of the many steep trails that runs from the river to Faizabad's central market. As he walks up this hillside, water periodically spills from the two large buckets that are balanced on a pole across his small shoulders. Mujam says his boss gives him room and board and about $8 a month for making this trip many times a day. He can't afford to go to school. Mujam says he wants to make his living as a porter when he grows up. The second mode of transport here is by donkey. Mabadu Sang is taking his two donkeys, both loaded with sacks of wheat, on a five-hour trip to a nearby village. I can't afford a car, says Sang. They cost $4,000 or $5,000. If I had the money, he adds, I'd buy another donkey. Nearby, a man named Kayum is hard at work taking a pedal off of a rusting bicycle. Kayum runs what is perhaps Faizabad's only bicycle repair and rental shop. Locals pay for the bikes by the minute. Speaking through an interpreter, Kayum admits that because of the awful roads, there isn't much demand for bicycles in Faizabad.
The roads are destroyed and also not good for riding bicycle. If you take your bicycle there, bicycle maybe break.
There are only one or two paved roads in all of northeastern Afghanistan, making long-distance travel here a grueling experience. By jeep, it can still take a day to drive just 70 miles. Travel in Afghanistan is about to get even more difficult now that the rain and snow of winter are on the way. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Faizabad, Afghanistan.